Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, philosophical, inspirational? I don't know. But, you know, every year, we got our goals. We start thinking about our lives a little bit around January 1st. And just want to bring to you the ideas that the kind of mantras almost that I got from a couple of t-shirts I bought actually in Branson, Missouri, I think, 6-7 months ago. You know, what they are about as far as, you know, what to do with your life, how to stay motivated. I just think they're great mantras. And so one of them that I have says, I think it's from a t-shirt company called Tango Charlie, but I forget. Kind of a t-shirt company that kind of goes, okay, you know, tends towards the theme of veteran and patriot and self-empowerment in that regard. And one says, no one is coming to save you. That's like in a circular little, almost that upper left chest patch area. And on the back, I think it says that as well in larger print. And then below that, it says, be your own hero. And then the other t-shirt has, I don't remember if it says anything on the front, but on the back, it's a large depiction of two skulls facing each other, and in this ornate print, in ornate font, I think it's embroidered a bit, it says you versus you. And that's really the struggle that we all have. It's a struggle that anybody short of just those automatically hyper energetic people where they've just created their own life and manifested so well that they're just basically unstoppable. Short of that, the rest of us that have had our ups and downs, that have had our weak moments, that have our weak habits, it really is about whether or not you're going to be your own hero, what you're going to do with the constant conflict, the constant confrontation that is you versus you, right? Now, when you get up in the morning, and if you're like me, you work a lot during the day, and then come whenever your closing time is, let's say 5, you go, okay, I've expended a lot of energy. So now it's time not to expend a lot of energy. But then you don't put a time limit on whatever that wasteful time period is. You know, that's a you versus you thing, right? I believe that one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's books talks about recently, like kind of a, I'll say self-help, but I don't recall that it was that. I remember more reading about it than reading it because I didn't read it. But I think I may have read excerpts. And the excerpts was, you know, to be successful, the amount of time that's available to do that outside of your work and how much time you could and should put into outside of your work to continue on the upward path and be successful, versus how much time that we often waste. So maybe that you versus you is just, yeah, I start to play my video games, but that's fine. I should play them for an hour, but I shouldn't play them for 5, right? Or whether it's like me, I start to watch my true crime, and that's fine that I should watch my true crime for an hour and a half, but I shouldn't for 6. I shouldn't weekly watch 30 hours of TV. Right? I should weekly watch 15 or 7 or 8 or 10 and then have a deliberate approach to what else to do productive that day. And so, you know, maybe it's, say in my example, it might be you versus you, be your own hero, and this almost kind of a lackadaisical just fall into not getting to your stuff that then builds on itself, right? The, let's say, in my day-to-day, it tends to be I will take a week where I kind of let things get cluttered because after commute is over, boom, I'm over. I'm done. Not going to be productive. I don't have anybody to keep the place up to where it doesn't feel like I am being nice to roommates or to relationship people in the house. It's like, oh, let me get this cleaned up. It's the only right thing to do. So my place can get a little cluttered. And it's really only about 15 minutes of work a day to keep it entirely uncluttered. You know, you didn't take out the recycle can to the recycle bin, and now it's overflowing. And instead of just taking it out, you want to recycle, so you don't throw it into the regular trash can. And so you got stuff that's recyclable, and you just put it on that counter. And now all of a sudden, your kitchen is cluttered with recycle bottles. Or same thing with dishes. Yeah, you could have gotten to it, but you haven't. And so on and so forth. Or maybe it's relationship status. You know, you just kind of fall into the don't do anything. And that's a you versus you situation. So for me, I've been married, I've had serious relationships, but no time recently. I've fallen entirely in the last several years into, well, why even try? What's the point? And that can be okay, but is it really just you versus you saying, isn't it just easier? Does part of you say, well, I don't really want to, you know, in my life or for the next 15 years not have anybody? But then the other part of you, you versus you, says, yeah, but it's just easier just to set in place, to just kind of march in place. You know, and that doesn't have to be relationship status. That can be, is this job easier? Are you? It's not so much, are you going to resent that? But there is some of that. Are you just staying in neutral because you decided that it's easier than being active, even though you, and you versus you, really don't feel that comfortable and feel like, oh, I know how people get further ahead in their life, whether it's their career life or whatever. It's being active, having a plan, you know, sticking to that plan, working that plan. I mean, part of you knows that, and then part of you knows, yeah, but that's, I could just watch TV instead. I could just play video games instead. Right? Be your own hero. Like, even if you truly do need a hero, and a hero doesn't have to be high stakes, so I don't mean it that way, but let's say a hero in a high stakes situation. Like, maybe instead of a wanting a relationship, you like really need to get out of one. Or, you know, in that worst case scenario, because I do watch too much true crime, because it fascinates me, the psychology of the convictions, the non-convictions, the killers, the victims, and so on, helps me understand human psychology a bit. You know, maybe you're in one of those awful situations where, you know, this ain't good and you're trying to get out. You know, gosh forbid, that awful situation that females find them in, and sometimes men, where they're just being psychologically manipulated and controlled. Like, you can say, even if you think, be your own hero, like, I can't just be my own hero. I need to enlist somebody. Like, I need help here. How do I get out? How do I trust that if I try to get out, that something bad wouldn't occur, that the manipulation wouldn't continue, and so on? Even in that case, it's still on the front end a you versus you situation, a be your own hero, right? I mean, from small things to large things, you, in the 16 to 20 waking hours of the day, are the person with which you most have the confrontation. So are you going to be that confrontation, that naysayer that keeps you from doing things? Are you going to be a teammate, right? Are you going to be your own hero? Are you going to be the person who says, don't worry about any of that? And even in the case of that very extreme situation, like, man, I am being psychologically manipulated and I know it on some level, but how do I leave? You know, how will it work? You know, what do I do? That's your decision making. That's you having to continue to be in your corner instead of the abuser's corner, right? When you versus you, one side of you is kind of in the abuser's corner. Hey, it's hard. I am not trying to minimize that situation, but who's the hero in that situation? When do you become either teammates, or you triumph over you when you make that decision? You know, when you decide how that's going to be. When you reach out to other heroes and enlist them, you reach out to those other resources and enlist them in less dramatic fashion. I, for instance, don't tend to have a large network. And it's just a habit that I don't. Like, I can talk to anybody. You can probably tell that I could talk to anybody about anything. But that doesn't mean that I then collect numbers, and because I collect numbers, and I'm not even on social media except for LinkedIn, you know, that even though I, if you collect numbers and if people get to know you closely, then more people are kind of monitoring generally how you're doing. They're checking in with you. You're checking in with them, right? So if you've got this just closer than acquaintance, not close friends, but close acquaintances, plus close friends, close circle, as opposed to small circle, and then the rest of your circle is much further out the boundary, right? Like, that, you're in control of that. But if you have that closer circle, either very close set of friends, and then that second largest circle, and you have populated that heavily, that's you doing that. I'm not good at doing that. But what happens is that if you've populated both that close circle and that general circle out, those are resources that both help detect early when you truly need help, and then also detect when you know you not only do you truly need help, but you're really in a way, and then can have resources and have ways for you to, in essence, get out of the hole that you're in. So just think of that population that you can build such that you're not isolated. Now, me not being in a relationship, not me not being manipulated or in an abusive relationship, that's already important to me. You know, career paths get tricky sometimes in the 21st century. You know, you never know when you might not have a job and need another one. And the larger those communication networks are for you, those close friend and then close acquaintance networks, the larger they are, the better off it is for you. And I find myself in a situation where, yes, I've got a bunch of people who used to work with me, and we were great friends when we worked with each other, but I don't try to keep up with them. Like, that's a me versus me situation where I go, oh yeah, well, when I work with them, they appreciated me, but I'm not trying to bother them now with a bunch of interaction. Is that really me just trying to be of my own nature? Or is that me semi-sabotaging myself by not keeping up with those folks? That's a me versus me scenario. That's a, even just, if you will, a proactive way to be my own hero, to set myself up for if I need help, there's just many more resources. Like, if you're like me, you probably have plenty of prosperous friends who have their shit together. How much do you keep up with them? How much do you still show the sincerity that you showed with them around the time when you became friends or became acquaintances or became confidants? So that's a problem for me, right? Should I be my own hero more by establishing and maintaining, not establishing, maintaining those close friends that I have, and then being more like a person who, rather than have a great, if you will, transactional conversation with somebody, or just even not so much transactional, so much as, oh, we had a fun conversation and I don't intend to, you know, exchange my number because I'm not trying to bother this person. I know they have their own. I'm implying an introversion across the entire world, in essence. Going, well, yeah, I remember talking to that guy, seemed like he was friendly, seemed like a good guy. Probably if I would have wanted to interact and exchange numbers, he would have said, yeah, I might have another closer friend or at least closer acquaintance. But I didn't do it because, you know, I'm assuming that they don't want to be bothered with me. And so is that me versus me undervaluing the value I can have for other people? You know, undervaluing whether they might not have found me to be a pretty cool cat, because I am, but that doesn't mean I believe that people will understand it. See, that's even be your own hero on a very low drama level. You know, for you to increase your network is even building your resources, building your availability of people who can help you either emotionally or in times of needs for jobs or in other situations. You know, that's be your own hero. That's you versus you. And the day-to-day stuff of getting into the doldrums of not getting to your stuff, even getting to your decisions, because what happens, I don't know, and I could be wrong, that anybody that absolutely lets their place get absolutely trashed, I can't believe that 99% of those people also are not manifesting for themselves the world that they want. I believe it's a procrastination sign that then most likely also means that if it's built up forever and ever, and that's the 95% way their life normally is, they're not getting to their bigger decisions either. And again, that's all probabilities, not definitive for any individual. But when you're letting things pile up, probably, and maybe because of it, I mean, it could be when you're letting physical things pile up or task things pile up. There's a decision that you're not wanting to get to, right? And what is that decision? Is it your financial, like, listen, I can't go on like this financially anymore. Maybe it's overspending. Maybe it's not making enough money. I can tell you personally that only in the last, and I've been around, you know, quite a few decades in life now, and only really in the last one, I kept setting behind the idea of I'm very valuable, but people don't get it. Right? People don't understand it. If you want to hear more of that story, like, you know, kind of this type of thing, go listen to Chemology 411, where me and Kim Schultz talk about these things on occasion, as far as, you know, more goal setting and how to, you know, get out of lulls in life and these types of things. We definitely have episodes there. But, you know, for me, it was, I know I'm a 99th percentile as far as work ethic, as far as being caring, being having ownership in my work life. But I also know that I'm undervalued and I'm not being paid what I should be paid compared to many other people here I know are not doing the work. Example, you don't really care, but as a quick example, in case you're thinking, oh, everybody thinks that. So recently I did have a weird work situation. And somehow I rescued myself and got on with another account with the same company. And in so doing, I did need to find my resources, but they were work resources, but I worked them. I was my own hero in this situation. So the work resource helped, you know, kind of get me connected to another account where I could help. But since then, because of the weird scenario, I had to be looking outside, and I did. And recently gave my notice, and it's a good thing. And I believed in myself in that regard. I was my own hero. I was winning at you versus you instead of being in the doldrums about the injustice that happened that got me into the scenario. And the person that helped me find another opportunity internally, once I gave my notice, said, hey, you know, I just really appreciate your work ethic and your ownership. You know, and so that's true. You know, I had ownership. But again, then, in another case where an odd thing happened and over 100 people went out the door on the very same day, many years further back, like over a decade back, another person who I thought didn't like anybody, but certainly me, just always crabby, said, can't believe that happened to you. You were the hardest worker here. So that just goes around to just kind of emphasizing that tough things happen career-wise. And you need to decide, really, and when I say that, you know, I wasn't getting paid, I had to get around that. And so this is an ongoing thing. I had to get around and say, hey, is it that the world is not valuing me? I can say that objectively, but how much of that is a you versus you situation? How much of it is that you're waiting for opportunities to come? And acting like this is, I mean, this is so far removed that it's pure myth at this point that you should even say, well, eventually I'll get recognized in place. Well, that's honestly retarded, because Nobody gets recognized in place anymore. It's like winning a lottery to be in such a good company that somebody says, hey, we are thinking of you for another further position. And or instead, I know you're going to keep doing the same thing and your experience has only continued to build and you're one of the key members of this team. But even though you're going to keep doing the same thing, we just thought we'd give you a $20,000 raise. Or we thought you'd get a 25% raise. Actually, I did get a nice raise in place based on something. But I couldn't keep setting on that. You can't wait on that, right? And I had to be the hero for myself to understand that. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that even in lesser situations, like, okay, it's not about be a hero. I think something's bad happened to my friend. Or be a hero, I'm in a bad relationship. Or be a hero, I've always overeaten and I know what I need to do to stop. I just won't do it. You know, it can be lesser. It can be things like, and that is, you know, maybe closer to a parallel. Why am I making this money when I know in order for me to survive well in this world and bring a better legacy for myself by the end of my life, for my family, I need to make better money and I'm capable. That is you versus you. That is being your own hero, right? Again, some of your being your own hero can be throwing that grappling hook to other resources, whether it's long-term or whether it's short-term. Believing in yourself, getting out of the doldrums and making those applications. If you know, I know I've helped people create resumes because I kind of have a writing background and I can't always come up with it quick, but usually I can be a pretty good wordsmith due to my writing background in most contexts. Whether that's reaching out and going, man, do you think you could help me, you know, best friend or sibling or, you know, uncle or, you know, whoever it might be. Even if it's in the other direction, you go, I've had a nice career, but I'm not somebody who writes per se. And it turns out I've got a family member who's younger than me, who's totally in that profession, who's just graduated with a degree that has to do with writing. Maybe they can help me. You know, whether it's going, you know what, I do need an agent. You know, maybe you're in that industry where you don't think of yourself as being a big enough wig. That's definitely where I kind of was. Can I be a big wig? Would I be a big wig enough where I go, yes, I'm worthy of a recruiter. Or rather, I'm worthy of an agent that helps place me. You know, placement agent or a specific agent. Like some industries, you have an agent. You know, just like kind of officially, kind of like you have a realtor, you have an agent. You know, that is you versus you, man. That is you giving credit for yourself. And saying, because of this, I can continue on. So whether it's the small things to the big things, right? You versus you. And no one can be your own hero. I mean, no one is coming to save you. Be your own hero. Whether that's that long-term networking. And even when you do have the long-term networking, when it's you versus you, when you're down in the doldrums, you go, am I too ashamed to tell somebody? I've got this networking, but I'm kind of embarrassed. I just need to deal with this on my own. You know what? Reach out to those people. That you made connections with them for a reason. They like you for a reason. You know, that you showed them your heart. You showed them your work ethic. You don't have to struggle alone. But that you versus you, be your own hero, can be that first step part. Right? Like, if the woman who escapes and makes it to police and says what happens. She used other resources, but she's the hero. She's the initial hero, right? So whether it's that really dramatic stuff where anybody would say, she's a hero to me. I you know, these tear-jerking moments where they do figure out a crime and the detective, like detectives and police officers and prosecutors, they're the highest level of heroes. But when they say, you know, this woman, that I consider her a hero for what she did, That person didn't do it all herself, right? She was her own hero, right? But in so doing, she became a hero by making aware the resources that could help her further, that could solve the situation. So from low end to high end, from dramatic moment to, you know, long-term development, you know, man, it's you versus you. Do you wake up every day and just kind of, I'm not someone who tries, this for me, I'm not someone who tries to be flamboyant. I'm not someone who tries to be dramatic. Those people annoy me. So I would rather settle into this over evenly keel. I'm someone who's calm and evenly keeled. Yes, but are you evenly keeling yourself into just kind of a dead life as far as, you know, what you're planning on doing, what your goals are, who you reach out to, how you improve yourself? And we can mistake especially we introverts can mistake ourselves for that. You can be an introvert, and I know it's kind of crazy to think I am, but you can be an introvert and kind of mistake that low, quiet, you know, introverted by at home life for just something where you are not active for yourself. You do not wake up every day and do something that your future self will thank you for, which is another thing that I have that's stuck on my steering wheel. You know, be your own hero, you versus you. On the regular, that's the struggle, right? On the regular, the struggle is, are you winning versus yourself? Are you creating a teammate and not an opponent? And there's always going to be that struggle. But overall, are you in alignment with yourself? You know, they talk about people, and you hear the idea that they're struggling with it, with themselves. You know, your internal self has a knowing, knows what to do. Are you listening to it, right? So, yeah, I hope that helps, man. I'm trying to have my best year. I've had a lot of years. And when you just wake up and you go, I got to have my best year, you just constantly have to say, what's in my path? What's in my way? And often what's in your way on a low level, sometimes seemingly not dramatic because it's so chronic, right? It's not acute. Often what's in your way is you just either getting in your true, true way, such that, you know, you're in a bad way, or whether it's you're who's in your way of really that path upward that you're so capable of, right? No one's coming to save you unless you enlist them, right? And the way to do that is to be your own hero. You know, you got this. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth.